on the banks of Lake Windermere, there is a show, a bushcraft show. And having arrived a couple of hours ago, camp is well and truly set up. A gorgeous Nordic, quite lightweight teepee, big enough to house 10 people, but it's just myself and Dave Ewington who are here enjoying the community of bushcraft and a lot of the very, very dangerously tempting stores and attractions that are on here as well, mostly at the back of Land Rovers or really interesting looking shelters and tents. Being a fan of Bushcraft magazine for a while, that's how I found out about this place, and doesn't take much of a nudge for me to give Dave a call and say, hey, should we go and do something in the woods? That sounds wrong, but you know what I mean. And we've got a brilliant little site. We're literally, you know, you could fall out of the tent into the lake. I think people thought it was a bit too dangerously close to pitch their tent. So it was ready for us, even though we arrived a little bit late, kind of like a day after everything's started. Everything's now really in full swing. And there's all sorts of stuff that's going to be going over today and tomorrow. At the moment, I can see people weaving and bowyers making bows, people whittling arrows and flint napping and fire starting and you name it to do with bushcraft and the outdoors. It's being done here. I'm going to hopefully have a chat with as many people as I can over the next couple of days. Some of the people here selling their wares, mostly the knowledgeable course type leaders, and some of the people that are passionate about bushcraft. It may just be me and Dave talking about our findings and what we might learn here. So forgive me if my feed gets a little bit bushcrafty over the next couple of days. That's where we are. And Windermere, what a beautiful spot for it as well. If you go to Bushcraft Show on Twitter, you'll be able to see probably some sporadic updates, because these kind of guys put tech on the back burner while they stoke their main passion, which is obviously the outdoors and normally non-tech related stuff. I've got a blog post, Bush Tech, which is bushte.ch, it's a Swiss URL, and I'll probably be putting some bits and bobs on there should we have the bandwidth. At the moment I have no mobile signal other than just a slither of a bar, so these may be sitting on my phone for a while. Speak later.